AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. U.S. military intelligence suggests Afghanistan's capital, Kabul, could be in big trouble within a month as the Taliban gradually surrounds it. The U.S. is sending in 3,000 troops to help evacuate some personnel from the embassy in Kabul. Here's the AP Sagar Magani.
The State Department's ordering more Americans to leave as the Taliban continue a fast offensive and now effectively control two-thirds of the country.
We have been gravely concerned by developments.
Spokesman Ned Price says the embassy will stay open, just dropped to a core staff at the Pentagon.
This is a temporary mission with a narrow focus.
John Kirby says the troops will be there to help the evacuation, not get involved in the war again. The U.S. role in the war formally ends August 31st. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The Taliban has taken two more major cities in the past 24 hours, as well as the capital of Helmand Province, the scene of some of the fiercest fighting of the 20-year-long conflict. The Food and Drug Administration clears the way for certain people with specific health problems to get coronavirus vaccine booster shots.
If you have a severely weakened immune system, the FDA says you can get a booster shot of the Pfizer or Moderna vaccines. Just wait at least 28 days after getting your second shot before you get the booster. But the FDA's decision applies only to this high-risk group. That's likely no more than 3% of U.S. adults. This is not an opening for booster doses for the general population. Health officials are continuing to closely monitor if and when the average American's immunity wanes enough to require boosters for everybody. I'm Rita Foley.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is expected to formally recommend the extra shots for certain immune-compromised groups after today's advisory panel meeting. Heading into the afternoon, the Dow is up 27. This is AP News. Tropical Depression Fred is expected to be a tropical storm again later today. The system is north of Cuba, heading toward the Florida Keys. National Hurricane Center specialist John Cangelosi says there is a lot of rain.
The prediction is for 3 to 7 inches of rain across a big chunk of Florida, but there could be isolated pockets of up to 10 inches. So certainly flooding is a possibility.
The storm is expected to skirt Florida's west coast before making landfall along the panhandle Sunday or Monday. The Dixie Fire, Northern California, at 800 square miles, is the largest in state history. It's burned more than 500 homes and nearly the entire Gold Rush town of Greenville. Resident Ken Donnell says he is determined Greenville will rise from the ashes.
I'm heartbroken. Yeah, but, you know, that's not going to rebuild Greenville.
Others are not so sure, one calling the ruins a testament to the fire era we are in right now. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.